I guess it's no surprise Foo Fighters are canceling, Dean.
Yeah, the official word came from the band yesterday. It actually was the first word that we've heard from the band since the death of drummer Taylor Hawkins this past Friday night. They have canceled their entire tour, which amounts to about 50 dates. They were set to appear on the Grammys, which are this coming Sunday. They were set to kick off a worldwide tour at the end of April in Memphis. They were not scheduled to come to Chicago this summer at all, but they said that they need some time for grieving and for healing and for comforting each other. And certainly understandable after the death of such an influential member of one of the greatest rock and roll bands ever, the Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. Hawkins died in his hotel room in Bogota, Colombia, Friday night. He was found with 10 drugs in his system at the time of his death. They're still awaiting an official cause of death. But, you know, I've read reports that came from officials in Bogota who have started the early investigation on this. One said that his heart was twice the size of what a human heart should be. So he had a very, very enlarged heart, number one, had these 10 drugs in his system. How all that's going to play into the official cause of death, we'll find out. But this is just a horrible story.
Yeah, he was only, what, 50?
50 years old. Yep.
Also, this is no surprise that the ticket sales for Chris Rock are soaring, aren't they?
Through the roof. Chris had plenty of concert dates on his lineup. And both ticket sales through conventional methods of, you know, like going directly to the venues for ticket sales they're selling out, but the ticket brokers are the ones that are cleaning up on this, where they can charge pretty much whatever they want to for tickets. People are willing to pay to hear Chris Rock, to see what he's going to say, if anything. Certainly he's going to address it, I would think.
Sure.
In his shows, because he hasn't said a word about Slapgate, as I now have heard this be referred to.
Slapgate.
This whole thing. And something else interesting that's come out of this, after we finish this segment today, I'll get, without a doubt, I'll get a couple of emails. Why don't you quit talking about Will Smith? We're sick of hearing about Will Smith.
Right.
But apparently you're not sick of going on the internet and learning about it. Google put out a report saying that searches of the phrase Will Smith were 25 times higher than searches for the movie Coda, which won Best Picture of the Year on Sunday night. Traditionally, on Oscar night, whatever the best, the winning picture is, the best picture dominates Google searches. But I guess not surprisingly, Will Smith was 25 times higher than anything else that was on the list. Chris Rock came in second. Coda was way down on the list, like number one or, number 10, 12, something
sure.
like that.
Yep.
People are saying they're sick of it, but people can't get enough of hearing more about it, apparently.
People watching the Oscar telecast fell in love with that little dog that made an appearance, and I guess John Travolta did too, didn't he?
Yeah, it was kind of sweet. They brought the dog out. Part of the In Memorial segment when they were referencing Betty White and her love for animals. Jamie Lee Curtis came out holding, I think it was a chihuahua, one of those little dogs. And John Travolta's son actually was interested in the dog. So Mr. Travolta himself stepped in, did the adoption. And they now have a new family member.
Dean, when are we going to be able to see the new Top Gun movie?
They finally released the date on this. It's going to be May 27th, which will be the Memorial Day weekend. This is one of the many films that was so often delayed for the past 2 years, really, because of COVID-19. But Top Gun Maverick Now has a date. We know when it will be in theaters. They have not said whether or not it will be streaming or not. It's a Paramount picture, so it, once it does go to streaming, I assume that it would go to Paramount Plus. But again, there's no date on for streaming on that. They're going to try to get as many of you back into the theaters as possible. There's also some new footage that's out right now, a brand new trailer that they released yesterday. So if you're a fan, you want to, you know, see what, you know, what basically what the story plot line is for this new Top Gun movie, a sequel really to the original with Tom Cruise. It's on YouTube. It's posted just about everywhere.
I'm trying to keep up with what's new streaming. I know Ozark's coming back soon. Only Murders in the Building. And you've got some other picks for us, don't you?
Yeah, there's a new streaming series. If you're a Marvel comics fan, a Marvel movie fan, it's called Moon Knight. That stars Oscar Isaac as a guy who has the powers of an ancient Egyptian moon god. Ethan Hawke co-stars. It's playing on Disney Plus right now. Hulu is streaming a story that is ripped from the headlines, a miniseries called The Girl from Plainville, true story about a teenage girl who is accused of bullying a depressed classmate into taking her own life. That one stars Elle Fanning. Oscar winner Gary Oldman has got a new movie out, a new drama. Actually, it's a new series, not a movie, called Slow Horses, about washed-up spies finishing out their careers in British intelligence, and that will start on Apple TV Plus starting on Friday. Judd Apatow's got a brand-new movie out. This one looks kind of funny. I haven't seen the whole thing yet. But it's called The Bubble, and it's about a cast making a movie within a movie, trying to navigate the pandemic, trying to get their blockbuster finished. Karen Gillian and Leslie Mann and Keegan-Michael Key all co-star in that. Again, it's called The Bubble, and that's going to be on Netflix on Friday. Disney Plus has a new movie that's called Better Nate Than Ever, about sort of a out of place junior high school student who loves performing, he loves singing, he loves dancing. His dream is to, you know, one day be on Broadway. And Lisa Kudrow also co-stars in this film and helps him to achieve his dream. That's called Better Nate Than Ever. We have this one is looks fantastic. I haven't seen it yet, but the look of this new animated movie called Apollo 10 and a Half comes from the award-winning director Richard Linklater, and it's the story about a young boy in the 1960s who is chosen by NASA to go to the moon. You know, every young boy's dream when you're 10 years old, 10 and a half years old, you know, I want to be an astronaut, I want to go into space, especially back in the 1960s. That's what all of us wanted to do. Very stylish, very cool looking, and that will start on Netflix on Friday, something for the whole family. Paramount Plus is bringing back one of their classic Nickelodeon shows, The Fairly Odd Parents, Fairly Odder, will debut on Paramount Plus on Thursday. I have to confess, I'm not familiar with this program, but when I've mentioned it to people, not exactly my genre, but when I've mentioned it to people, you know, people of a certain age go, "Oh, the Fairly Odd Parents are back." So
yeah, it's hard to keep up. I mean, with all of the new stuff and then the returning series, I mean, you can't just buy TV Guide and have it all anymore.
Remember those days where you couldn't wait for the new TV Guide so you could see, you know, what it was that you're going to watch. But I have to admit, you know, I've always said this, that the kid movies and shows are the most difficult ones for me to keep up with, because I mean, if I go to a theater to go see a kid's movie, I feel like the creepy old guy sitting in the theater with all these kids You know, watching all of this, I feel like people are, what's that guy by himself sitting there?
You got to rent a toddler.
And exactly right. I need to, you know, bring, you know, all of my nieces and nephews.
Yeah, there you
they
go.
They would be too creepy old, you know, for all of this now. I got to find some actual young kids to join me with that.
We hear from our spies that you are cooking something up that's healthy on television today.
Yeah, but watch anyway. I thought we would be, be having some nice spring weather right now when I originally planned this, and turns out it's not that springy outside. But I'm making a nice hearty spring salad, not just with lettuce. I love a salad that's got many textures and tastes, and this one has asparagus and garbanzo beans and cucumbers and tomatoes and just all kinds of things, and farro. I don't know, a lot of people don't know farro, but it's a wheat like product that is kind of nutty tasting, and the combination of all these things together is absolutely delicious. I have to admit, the danger factor is not that high here today of me mixing a salad. Well, I do have to cut the cucumbers. So,
well, what, can you do it like outside so maybe you'll be hit by lightning?
Oh, there's a good. Now, see, here's the voice of experience.
We'll watch regardless. Thank you, Dean.
See you tomorrow.
Talk to you.